This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mom, Dad, I humbly suggest you save some money and shop Amazon for back to school. It's for my growth, meaning my body's growing at an alarming rate. And clothes you buy me this year will be very small very soon. Plus, the clothes I love today will be out of style tomorrow. But at least your wallet doesn't have to be my fashion victim if you shop low prices for school at Amazon. Hopefully this is helpful. Amazon. Spend less, small more.
Let's talk about the Cleveland Browns.
Here we go again.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Shadur Abushaka takes a snap, whips it down the sideline.
There's been a lot of talk of Shadur Sanders. I can't wait to see what happens Friday night.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And it appears he's going to play most of the game.
It's caught. It's a touchdown.
The Rich Eisen Show.
What a massive opportunity.
Earlier on the show, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel, Fox Sports college football insider Bruce Feldman. Coming up, Emmy award-winning mentalist Oz Perlman. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Man, lots going on right now in the NFL world. During the commercial break, I saw Rashawn Slater, across the street, left on a medical cart. Leaving practice, Adam Schefter says it appears to be a left leg injury. Let's cross fingers here for the Los Angeles Chargers all-pro left tackle who just got paid the most money in the history of the position. So we'll keep an eye on all of that. I mean, this is what we're is where we're at right now in preseason. This is why everyone's wondering, you play or you not play in the preseason. Yeah. But, you know, injuries occur on the practice field as much as anything else. So you keep an eye on that. CJ Gardner Johnson had a leg injury as well for the Houston Texans. Some hearts are in throats there as well. Keeping an eye on all of that as we're getting set for preseason action tonight in the National Football League world. Three games this evening. We talked about it right off the top, and you can see two of them on my network, NFL Network, 7 Eastern time, Colts, Ravens, then Vegas, Seattle after that. Three games on Saturday, one tomorrow night, Cleveland and Carolina. So all of the Shadur Sanders snaps, you can see them tomorrow night. The Kansas City Chiefs getting at it. Where are the Chiefs? When do the Chiefs get at it? The Chiefs are getting at it at Arizona. So they're in the the red hot 100 degree plus weather of Glendale,
Arizona
right now.
Oh, yeah, I saw Albert complaining about that, like 114 or something.
Well, Albert complains a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Mahomes talking today and Travis Kelce speaking yesterday. I keep saying, man, Kelce's that canary in the coal mine. Everyone's going to be looking at him. If he does not, if he has another season of a diminishing return, that everyone's going to view that the Chiefs can get got and that their dynastic run is closing. And I think that's an absurdity, quite frankly. I think Kelce's loaded for bear, man. I think he's pissed, and you could see the all business nature when he's at the podium.
I've thrown that thing in the trash. I moved on.
When did that moment sort of occur for you?
I don't know. I thought it would happen sooner than you can imagine. I was pretty focused on this year in the offseason.
He's talking about last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah. Throw it in the
trash can.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, that's one of those bury the tapes.
But they still made the Super Bowl.
That's the one thing people keep forgetting. Like, we're clowning them because they got blown out in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you'd rather not make the Super Bowl than be down 34 to nothing.
No, that's not true at all. Untrue. Beyond untrue.
Sometimes for a regular game, I agree, but Super Bowl,
they were never in it. It was 34 to nothing.
No, and I know you get into this is the age-old conversation we have here on the program, is that knowing if you're getting blown out, would you rather not have loved at all? And that's the question. Is like, I don't care how bad you've lost. You definitely still need to love, and you still need to live your life, and you still need to make the Super Bowl, because it makes making the Super Bowl the next time that much more regular of a feeling. You're not going to get, you know, deer in headlights.
You can't get much more regular than the Chiefs making the Super Bowl.
Right. And, no, kind of a lock. But I know that. And it's the conversation about the Kansas City Chiefs this year. Is every tingle? Oh, here come there's that call from the refs. Oh, there's that lucky break. There's that bounce. Oh, the Chiefs were dead to rights, and then they got something lucky happening. Or, you know, there's that whistle. There's that this. There's that. And, you know, everyone forgets that's a first ballot Hall of Famer before he's even the age of 30 at quarterback. And there's a first ballot Hall of Famer who still wants to play the game because he loves it so damn much, and is Travis Kelce. That's a first ballot Hall of Fame head coach right there. That's a first ballot Hall of Fame if you want to ever have a first ballot Hall of Fame for defensive coordinators in Steve Spagnuolo. That's a first ballot Hall of Famer in Chris Johnson right there. That's an offensive line that interior of that offensive line is one of the best. Everyone's talking about Josh Simmons as the second coming. Now out there, and if they can get that tackle position on the left side fixed, let's see if Pacheco can give you full 18 games, 18 weeks, 17 games. Let's see if we can do that. On and on and on. Rashee Rice, you know, will most likely not be there due to a suspension. Hollywood Brown is a conundrum. He got hurt again. We haven't seen what he can do just yet. But, you know, Xavier Worthy in year two. I didn't even mention George Karlaftis getting paid, and he's one of the best young pass rushers in the league that nobody's talking about. Bolton, I can get on and on and on and on. The punt god, Butker, special teams, they got it set. But they got blown out in the Super Bowl. So they stink, and they're gonna be less than because they were lucky last year and they can't flip the switch anymore. And I their first few weeks at the schedule, I love talking about them because no one talks about them.
No one talks about the Chiefs?
No, they do not, sir.
Are you insane?
They do not. No.
You can't be serious.
Let me ask you this question.
Surely you can't be serious.
It's a little less.
No.
It's a little
people
less.
Talk about Dallas a hell of a lot more right now.
Yeah, but whose fault is that?
Because there's actual drama
people
happening.
Are talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers a hell of a lot more right now.
Yep.
Drama.
People are talking about the Denver Broncos a lot more than the Kansas City Chiefs right now. Oh, yes. That is a fact. People are talking about the Washington Commanders, the Philadelphia Eagles, because they're the defending champs. That kind of makes sense. Come on now.
I think, Rich, it's because we all know, no matter what you say, at the bottom line is the Chiefs are going to be there at the end.
Yeah.
Divisional, championship, Super Bowl. We all know. We kid ourselves.
I mean, their first game damn near in Antarctica, right? In San Paulo against the Chargers.
Way better climate.
And then their home against their home opener against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh.
They got a visit to the Giants, and then they got the Ravens.
Are you surprised the Super Bowl rematch is week two?
Yeah.
That's early.
You know what?
For something like that. That's a huge game.
No, I know that, but as Mike North of the NFL scheduling department said, when you've got the NFC North taking on the AFC North and the AFC North taking on the NFC East. And then you've got the AFC West, as you could see, taking on the NFC East. I mean, there's so many games galore. Yeah. You could just start throwing a Super Bowl rematch in week two. Let's go. I mean, the NFL is definitely, as you know, had zero chill with Cowboys, Eagles to start. That's the first game in the NFC is Cowboys Eagles, and then the second game of the season is the AFC Chiefs Chargers. You got two division games. The first Sunday night game is Ravens Bills. So, yeah, I understand you want to put that piece of filet mignon later on, but you also have Chiefs Cowboys on Thanksgiving. You know, but you could see their first three home games: Eagles, Ravens, Lions. So, yeah, they also have their fourth home game is against Vegas, which is one of those had you dead to rights, but one of those our guy fumbled a snap and you won. Mm-hmm. And then after that, then the Commanders on a Monday night. I mean, their home schedule: Colts, Texans, Chargers, Broncos. That ain't easy in Arrowhead. They'll earn it. But let's not forget, man, they're all still there. And Mahomes is pissed.
Oh, yeah.
He just doesn't say it.
No.
And he just walks around like Steph Curry, and everybody thinks he's just so happy-go-lucky. But deep down, he's as red ass as they come, and we shall see what Big Red has to say. But I love talking about him because, yes, nobody talks about it.
It's like, are you serious?
Yeah. Honestly, I look up. I see what our competition talks about. I never see like Chiefs this, Chiefs that. I don't see any of that. I see everything else about everybody else because everybody else is just assuming, you know, the Chiefs are going to take that step back.
They're done.
I'm speaking that into existence.
I don't think that. Everyone just assumes they're going to win the division. People talk about teams that have drama. There's no drama with Kansas City.
I don't know. Everyone seems to think this is the year that they can get got by Denver or by our neighbors across the street that are crossing their fingers about Rashawn Slater right now. So, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. TJ, are you ready? Your favorite warlock is coming out of the green room.
Oh, man, yeah. I've had this eerie feeling all day.
The Mentalist is here. He's got a new book called Read Your Mind. And by the way, it's my life goal is to be able to take a photograph like this and people go, oh, I get it. Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial. Because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like. And it gives you your best night's sleep. Night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Suze. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Get early access to Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year. 25% off the i8 bed, the most popular, plus free home delivery, limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from I know the way to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
You are an accomplished water skiing enthusiast.
Yes,
I
am.
You once worked as a water skiing instructor.
Yes, I am.
When the Happy Days writers found out, they wrote it into the script,
yes.
And that's how Jump the Shark was born.
Okay, my father said to me, "Tell Gary Marshall you water ski." I said, "I'm not telling him I water ski. Tell him you water ski." So he told me enough times. I went to Gary. I said, "I'm just going to say this. My father wants you to know I'm a water skier, and I was a counselor in camp as a water skiing counselor. All of a sudden, I'm water skiing. I pull up on the beach. I let go of the rope. I pull up on the beach. I step out of the skis, and I go, hey, look at that, and I'm smiling." Mm-hmm. If you watch the scene, half of that smile is the Fonz going, "Hey, I did it." And the other half is Henry going, "Oh, I can't believe you did it." True.
And you are aware of the phrase "jump the shark."
I am.
And it's meaning within the pop culture lexicon.
I am.
Right?
A young man, John Heim.
Yeah, he's a Michigan guy.
A Michigan guy in his dorm room.
Yeah.
With his roommate, don't know his name. They came up with the phrase "jump the shark" because of that episode.
Yes.
And I met him years later. Now this is America. He comes up with a phrase. There's a book. There's a game. He's on the radio on the Howard Stern Network.
That's true.
Now people say, "How did you feel?" With that this phrase "jump the shark." Every time they mentioned it, and it was in the newspaper, they had a picture of me water skiing. At that time, I had great legs. So I didn't care for 1 minute. We were number one for 5 years after that. What did I care?
That's true.
There was a phrase.
That's true. That's true.
Well, as we've mentioned all show long, this is quite exciting. Here in the flesh, here in our Los Angeles studios, is a man. The last time we saw him, he freaked T.J. Jefferson out so badly, T.J. fled the set at the Super Bowl set in New Orleans. Ladies and gentlemen, the award-winning mentalist, and his new book, Read Your Mind, is available on October 28th, wherever you get your books. Otis Perlman is here.
Rich Eisen in the house. Back by popular demand. What can I say, Rich?
By the way,
the fans have been demanding it. They go, "Rich Eisen 2.0. We need a repeat."
I already tell you in advance, we'll need a 3.0 and a 4.0.
Can I clear the whole studio this time? Not just TJ, but everybody in here.
No,
runs out.
We're not freaked out by you. I'm not.
It's a love-hate relationship is what Chris has told me.
TJ, we've been going over this whole time. That's a kendo stick, apparently.
He's weaponized.
I know when he's going to swing it so I can deflect.
That's true.
What's the point?
Yeah. So again, for those last time, you got into his phone.
Yes.
And then he just packed up, took his phone and packed up. And we call this the wheel route.
He was never to be seen again in New Orleans. We didn't know if he had entered a Mardi Gras parade or what.
There he goes.
But he came back eventually.
There he goes. TJ, how far did you get?
Around the whole set. I had to commit to the bit, so it was like a walk.
I don't know if it really was.
No, you were pretty freaked out, man.
I mean, I had to commit to the fact that I wasn't coming back the way I came.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
You know, I had to just keep, because I thought the spirit was behind me, Rich.
This can't be the first time you've seen a reaction like that.
Oh, no, there's a great clip with the Seahawks when I did their segment. You should go back and watch it. It's terrific. Oh, it's going to kill me right now that I don't remember. It wasn't a rookie, but it was a younger player. Mm-hmm. Who I did something with them where we held out our hands. Go back and watch this one. Just put in my name and Seahawks. And the famous clip was DK Metcalf, but this one didn't get as much press. But this one absolutely crushed. We put our hands together. We closed hands, which is a little awkward for two guys holding hands on the set. But, I was like, go with it, buddy.
Yes.
We closed our hands, and I told him, think of anybody that's had a part in your career, right?
Yes.
If you're an NFL player, people have supported you along the way. And he thought of somebody. He thought of his Uncle Steve. And when we opened our hands, I said, look in your palm of your hand. We looked in his hand. It said Uncle Steve was written on his hand. And he looked at me. And I remember the look. Just looked at me.
Yeah,
it was Penny Hart.
He walked back.
Young
Penny
player.
Hart. That's right.
Yeah.
Penny Hart. He walked back to his chair. He looked at me one more time. He put on his bag. He was out. He left the room, went up the stairs, didn't come back for the rest of the show. It didn't even TJ committed to the bit. He was done. He was out of
he
the
did
meeting.
Leave.
Incredible.
Did he leave the NFL? Is Penny Hart still in the NFL? Can we see if O's got Penny Hart into a completely different
endeavor? I don't think I mind zapped him that hard. Okay.
I'm watching this. I'm surprised he didn't swing on you, Oz, because the
I've
look
had a
on
few. I've had a few near misses in that department.
Have you really? Come on,
Paul. Almost Jake Paul almost swung on me. Look at that one.
Okay, all right. I'll bite.
Yeah.
You know what, Jake Paul?
I wanted him to. That would have been the most viral video ever. I'm like, Jake, knock me out, but don't mess up the teeth, bro. We're going viral, baby.
No moneymaker messing.
Yeah, just the eyes. Just maybe the eyes. I don't mind a black eye. Makes me look tough.
Jake Paul, I imagine, can land a punch.
Oh, my God. Jake Paul would have killed me.
We don't need that.
I lined up with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was so great. We were at the ESPYs together. And Mike, we lined up as a bit, just to like get the photo, you just see that and fear is struck in your eyes. Just even lining up like this with Mike Tyson for the photo, I go.
Well, we had Tyson here.
Sweetheart. He's great.
When you walk out the door, you'll see he took a picture of him faking like he's going to bite my ear off. That's on the wall here.
You know? The wall of fame.
That's the on the wall of fame for sure. Well, it's great to have you here
in
person.
Thanks for having me back.
Tell me about this book, brother, that's called Read Your Mind, available on October 28th, wherever you get your books. Proven Habits for Success from the World's Greatest Mentalist. I can plus one that moniker right there for you. What's this about? Where to come from? The whole bit?
I'll tell you everything. So this Please. Has been years in the making. For years, I've had people telling me you should write a book. People have said it to me, but I didn't really believe them. I go, what's the book going to be about?
Right.
Because quite frankly, what I do, right, mentalism, I've been studying for 30 years how people think. That's my job. So I started with magic tricks.
Right.
And that's knowing how to fool people with sleight of hand. You learn how to deceive people's eyes. A lot of it is known as misdirection.
Yes.
And it's learning how people think, but you're using props. When I kind of went down the route of being more and more of a mentalist and transitioned fully into that, once you know how people think, you can start to know what they think. And so again, what was the book going to be about? I started realizing that the core skills of what I do are applicable in every part of your life, because knowing how people think and reading people more effectively is amazing at work, at home, and in your relationships. And so am I going to train you to be a mentalist? No. There's 100 books that you could learn and videos to buy online. Google it. You could learn how to do these. These are tricks, in essence, that you could entertain people with. But guessing somebody's name is not that effective in your day-to-day life.
Right.
But I can tell you something that is, which is supercharging your memory and knowing the name of every single person you meet in a room, never going to a party or event again, and 2 seconds later going, oh, what was their name? I just forgot it.
By the way, help.
Right.
Well,
I will teach you that tip and trick here before I leave, so you will never forget a name ever again.
What's your name again? I'm not that bad.
O's, whatever the hell it is, it's a tough one.
Yes.
But there's all different things that are the core of success, which is the book that I've reread almost every year since I was a teenager, How to Win Friends and Influence People, is proven tactics for success. How do you win people over? How do you become the most memorable person in a room? How am I able to go in front of millions of people and tens of thousands on stage and have confidence to do what I do? Because it can go wrong. This is not a magic trick anymore. It can really not work. That was developed over years. And that exact thing I can show you how to fast track. Tactics for success. Another one is fear of rejection. So a big part of the book is when I was a kid, I started working at restaurants doing magic tricks. And can you imagine a 14-year-old coming up to you, you got a babysitter, you're out with friends or you're out with your spouse, and some little twerp comes over to you and wants to do tricks. Who is this guy?
Right.
I would get shot down so hard so many times. And if you don't have thick skin, I think the number one thing that causes people to not live up to their potential is fear of failure. It's not trying. It's that they didn't even try because they were too scared of it not working.
The old, you miss 100% of the shots
you don't take. That's exactly right.
Axiom.
And I think that's a mental game. That is the mindset of a champion.
Doubt.
That is a way that you can rewire your brain, because that's all I do in my profession, is learn how to influence people's minds and how to rewire your own brain. So the book is all ways to think like a mentalist to achieve success. That the whole book is applicable to all different people in life. It is not if you like mentalism. If you've liked my tricks, great, but this applies to everyone.
One of the first jobs I ever had was to cold call Staten Island and Brooklyn residents to see if they would take subscription to the New York Daily News. And I called these people, cold called them at 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
Ooh. Amazing.
And the language I heard.
and the accents you heard.
Quite colorful.
Yes.
Yes, all of it. But it definitely got me going in terms of putting myself out there, although it was easy to be on the other end of a phone line. I can't imagine what it is to be right at a table of somebody at age 14.
Right.
That had to have gotten you any stage fright, if you will, that had to go out the window.
You have to. You have to develop thick skin, but thick skin is one of those things where you hear it and people hear that and they go, well, I don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, again, it's a chapter in the book, is I created what I describe as silos, which are critical in life, which is you separate yourself. Right now, you probably have an agent. I have an agent, somebody who handles the calls you don't want to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You go, oh, you take this one. And so in that situation, most people don't have agents. In your day-to-day life at work, when you want to rally and say, I deserve a raise, I'm going to build that case to my boss.
Yes.
How do we know when is the right moment? When is that moment where they're in the best mood and you can study them the same way that I study what someone's thinking, what letter they just thought of, what number? what pin code someone has, TJ.
And so
I've spent 30 years observing this, but I want to take, and the key with the book is instead of you taking 30 years, I want to cut the corners. I want to give you what I've learned and make it fast, easy to apply strategies and learn when is the right time to go to them. What are the right words to use in that scenario to get what you want?
Mm-hmm.
And so with the siloing, what I learned is if I can create two different people in my mind, I'm O's the entertainer,
yes,
and this guy's O's Perlman. So when I walked up to the table, I'm like, get out of here, kid. If that happens three tables in a row, I mean, your stomach falls out. You're like, get me home. I just want to sit down on the couch and watch TV. I don't need this crap. So I created this thing where I would separate myself literally in my mind and take no offense to it because I would say, they don't know me. That was the other guy. I need to rework. What did I do when I walked up to them? Iterate. What can I change? My body language, my posturing, what do I say to them?
Yes.
There's all these tips and tricks I learned working restaurants for a decade, actually closer to 20 years, where I learned how people think.
Right.
And if you know how people are thinking, you can overcome that last minute resistance. The fact when you walk up to them and say a yes or no question is a massive mistake in anything you do in life. If you give a question that's distinct, want to see some magic? No. Where do you go from there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But if you ask a question that's always a yes question, oh my God, it's your lucky night. Did you hear what's going on?
Yes.
Who doesn't, it's my lucky night. Boom, dopamine, I feel good. What's going on? I don't know what's going on, tell me. Nobody says to that, no. There's things that you can say that are gonna win people over, that excite them. And then from there, I know that most people, their resistance when I walked up was that they might need to have money. They might have to tip me. And do I even work here? Did I just walk around? Am I any good? Am I gonna leave? What's gonna happen in 5 minutes when this kid won't leave? I know all of these things they want. So I would create a time limit. In the first moments I meet them, I go, I can only stay for a minute, but the owner of the restaurant brought me in as a special treat for everyone tonight. Mm-hmm. And you've never seen anything like this. Think about that. In 10 seconds, owner has me here. I'm a treat. You don't need money. They know I'm here and I'm leaving shortly. So now, instead of you being the cold call to Staten Island 8 a.m. who wants to sell them something, now they just called you because they want new cable service because theirs isn't working. You understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. When the power dynamic flips in a negotiation, mm-hmm. and make no mistake, everything in life is a negotiation. Even you being on air is you demanding attention from other people who could be doing other things. Attention economy, you and me both. Is that once you're in that negotiation, if you can flip it where the other person wants you more than them, you're gonna win.
You want to go to Oxnard to help Micah Parsons?
No chance.
Yes, please.
No, you know? Micah Parsons, we'll see what happens. He's got to get me in the room with Jerry Jones. I know Jerry.
Well, I mean, Jerry's a silo.
Yeah.
Micah's a silo. Right now, there's two silos right now that need to connect.
They bring me in and negotiate. They don't have to say a word. I look at him. I know the number. I look at him. I know the number. We find the middle ground. What are we doing? I won't even take 10%. Micah, call me.
Can we make this happen then? Because I'm tired of this story.
The award-winning capologist all of a sudden, Oz Perlman here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's funny you said you have an agent. I have an agent. My agent's not named Adam Schefter, though. You know what I mean? So Adam,
stick to the family, baby.
But so you've known Adam. Again, I know we've covered this ground.
Years, over a decade.
Okay. Now, was he the one who first decided to, you know, who put you together with NFL teams or no, not there, really? That happened organically or what happened?
There's a lot of background, but to where it got to is all Adam and then many other people at the ESPN crew. So sure. Greg Jewell, Seth, Harry Hawkins, there's a bunch of people. All the way to Jimmy Pitaro.
Seth Markman you're talking about. Markman, I know a lot of these names. Yeah.
So, I mean, they've all trusted me and it's been very mutually beneficial, I like to hope. But the initial was at Dylan's Bat Mitzvah. So Adam's daughter, who's incredibly successful and a great journalist in her own right. Shout out to Dylan, who's amazing.
Yes, she's killing it.
Amazing young lady, very poised, very mature, like mm-hmm. just she's going places. So I did her bat mitzvah and I'd done plenty of other events and I know Adam's cousin, so it's like it's a whole Long Island sector. And so we go back almost 20 years.
Yeah.
But it was the right time, the right place. I had done America's Got Talent. I'd done a lot of other TV and honestly a lot of life is timing. Timing and being patient.
Yes.
Like the thing that started my career, most people would say, America's Got Talent. I didn't get on the first two times I tried out. The third time I got on, go figure, I got third place.
Mm-hmm.
So most people would have given up after the first try, say, it's not for me. I'm not like that.
What was it? What'd you do again for them that got you through? Or did you remember? To get on that for the third time, we're like,
all right. Absolutely, I remember. Are you kidding me? So I do a bit where I have somebody think of someone famous.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut out a photo of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I did again. I did it in the second round. The first round is I have somebody think of a vacation they went on, mm-hmm. change their mind as much as they want.
Yeah.
And I take out a stapled shut envelope. And it says where they went, who they went with, and something about what they did on the trip. And they just lost their minds. did that for Mel B, mm-hmm. and I guess the number out of Heidi Klum's mind. So those were the two things I did.
Reading Heidi Klum's mind is a book on its own, sir.
Right. Just staying focused while you're on Heidi Klum. Very, very strong focus involved.
That requires some mentalism.
Behind the scenes, I kept taking... There were kept being selfies of me with Heidi Klum behind the scenes at every round. And I was like, why do you keep taking photos with Heidi Klum? I'm like, just to be around her, honey. Do you even judge that? Like, my wife's like, that's acceptable. That's
okay. That's acceptable.
I was like, if you met Ryan Reynolds, what would you do? She's like, yeah, that's true. That's,
hey. Now, has she said that, or have you read your wife's mind?
I read her mind. Yeah. It was Clive Owen for her for a while, then it transitioned to Ryan Reynolds, I feel.
And she had no idea you knew the entire time.
I knew everything. She no, my powers don't work on her at all. That's
amazing.
I married a woman who, during our first date, was like, I don't even like magic. Stop doing it. I go, what's going on here?
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Well, that means she's perfect for you.
That's it. I think she's way out of my league, but listen,
okay,
I'll take it.
Ove's Perlman here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, and so, and again, just, you know, you with the NFL teams, I think, has put you on the radar screen, obviously, of ESPN and
sure.
YouTube, and my daughter cannot get enough of watching all of your material. We just love it in the house, and... You know, and she particularly enjoyed TJ getting absolutely freaked out.
It's always fun when you know the person. So I do a tremendous amount of private and corporate events all over the country.
I'm sure.
And I always get people that come up to me after the show and they've seen it because mm-hmm. everyone's a football fan, right?
Yes.
And I do basketball. I do a lot of other sports. You're going to see a lot more sports this year as well, as well as diversification and a show coming out, which I'm not at liberty. I'm actually finding out if I can tip it.
Okay.
But trust me when I say the person that's in the show with me, you know exactly who it is. You could read my mind.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, let me see if I'm actually allowed, because I wrote before to see if there's any way.
Okay, let's see. If can always promote.
So we are not allowed to say also this. We have a lot of football teams coming up.
Okay.
We are shooting. And straight from the source, Adam Schefter here, yes. NFL insider.
Yes.
I am not allowed to reveal which teams we're going to be with, but we're going to say very clearly that two possible Super Bowl contenders that I'm performing for this week and next.
Ooh, okay.
So the Cowboys.
Well, he's here in Southern California, so there's two Los Angeles teams.
We don't repeat teams. We don't repeat teams, for the record. So yeah, it will not be the Cowboys.
Done the Cowboys.
The Cowboys have been done before. If you haven't seen it, the clip with Micah Parsons, I had his hand over a flame. Watch this one. I bet your daughter's seen it. Deep cuts. I had his hand over a flame, and he couldn't hold it there because it was burning him.
That makes sense.
I hypnotized him to be able to hold his hand right on fire.
Again, this sounds like a metaphor for what he's going through right now.
It is.
Right?
I prepared him for this moment.
You should go to Oxnard and hypnotize him to figure out what the hell's going on with this thing.
That is funny.
You should go and broker this. You can do this. I can read your mind, Jerry.
I'm a multi-hyphenate now. Author, mentalist, negotiator.
You're like, Jerry, I know you're pissed about a handshake agreement that he thought really wasn't a handshake agreement, or you just have a certain sense of what a handshake agreement is. I know you're pissed about it.
Also, I Googled most valuable franchise in the world, Dallas Cowboys. I'm trying to see where's the issue.
Well, exactly. That's another one, too. And then you go to Micah and go, listen, I understand that, you know, you have every right for your agent to get involved. And I know you feel like you're completely dug in here. But, you know.
You need a good mediator
The guy who's going to pay you thinks that you broke a handshake agreement. And then you make both of them feel like they've already apologized to each other. The pride goes out the window. And then, boom, he's got a new contract. And the Cowboys have one of the top pass rushers. What do you think?
Look at
this. Make him think that they've already apologized to each other.
I think so. So much of it is once you get stuck on something, it's those mental hurdles that are hard to overcome.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Rewire your brain. Micah, you got to read the book. I'm sending him a free copy.
Yes. It's called Read Your Mind. And again, it's available October 28th, wherever you get your books.
Thanks for the plug.
Before I let you go, sir, would you mind
doing your
mentalist thing one more time for us here?
We can't tease it.
What do we have cooked up today?
We can't sell the sizzle, not the steak. We've got new to the crew, Mike, is that right?
Mike Del Tufo?
I never met before.
Well, he was not in New Orleans.
He was not in New Orleans. When I walked in the door, I got here bright and early, too. I had to switch things up.
You
guys very accommodating because I had to switch things up for a football shoot.
You got it.
And I walked up and I go, I know the crew, right? Matt, Jason, TJ, way back.
Mm-hmm.
Chris hasn't smiled once. Chris gets into business mode when I'm around.
He doesn't want you to, he thinks you're reading him, which is probably correct. And he probably thinks if he does this, he's unreadable, which is probably incorrect.
Yeah.
So I've been laughing
the whole time, but now that we're in like
so you're in game mode
now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I walked in here. I met everybody. Right. I met Matt, who told me his full name is not Matthew. He's a Matt, which is, I like that. That's unusual.
He's our intern.
And then I knew Chris. Yes. I met Michael, Jason, TJ. And so I said to him, I go, when I, in my profession, guess things.
Yes.
People say, are you reading minds? And I explain to them, no, this is a skill. And when you break it down and you observe the little steps, it's very possible. And so when I guess names, when I guess people's names that are common, like Mike, it's impressive. But then they think about it, that's a common name, though. So when I walked in here, I said, how popular do you think your names are? And we assumed, I think Chris is very popular. Mike is the most popular by far. And so if I were to ask each of these guys, go back in time. And think of somebody that you haven't thought of in years. Let me ask you, Mike. I say, think of somebody you haven't thought of in years. Right away, look at his body language. It's a guy. Is it a guy?
Yep.
Yeah, because if it was a woman, Mike would have been happier. You know, it's like,
okay. I like it. All right, so you got that right.
For the skeptical viewer, we have never met. I walked in the studio.
No.
There's not like a pre-thing where I said, go write something down, go whisper, nothing. You just thought of somebody. When was the last time you talked to this person?
Yesterday.
Okay, all right, so that was a little underwhelming right there. Way to go, Mike. Way to go with an obvious choice. Wow, ready to step up your game, buddy. Let me ask you a question.
That's your mental match, Oz.
You can't guess what Mike's thinking when he doesn't even know what he's thinking. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Mike. Don't, if you tell me how you know this person, could it give up who it is?
Yeah.
So don't do that.
No.
I want you to mix up the letters in the guy's first name. And then don't write anything. Don't do just in your head, Scrabble tiles. And then you pick up a letter, maybe an interesting one to you. I don't know why. You got a letter and you focus on just that letter. Are you thinking of it?
Yes.
Now, as soon as you say interesting, people avoid the vowels. See, it's subtle. You didn't pick a vowel, did you?
Nope.
No, because the vowels aren't interesting. A, E, I, O, U, they all got them. And then you read from left to right. So when I watched his eyes and he put the tiles down, he looked from left to right and he stopped at the end. He didn't go back to the middle. You picked the last letter, didn't you?
Yes. My God, yes.
Because he would have gone backwards. And now, Mike, I want you to close your eyes. Swear to God, this is not set up. There is no way I can know who popped in your head.
No way.
Can I show you, Rich, that letter? I'm going to show the viewer.
Yep. That's it. We see it.
Okay. I'm gonna write the rest because now I got it. Done. Don't open your eyes yet, Mike. You see who I got?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
you guys all saw it at home. Open your eyes. What letter do you think of? What letter?
K.
What's his name?
Frank.
Frank.
Holy.
There it is. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's his brother. His brother,
I may
Frank.
Walk out. That is insane.
You thought of Frank?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Chris, you got kids?
I do.
How many?
Oh my God.
One.
One kid. Okay.
Spoke to him yesterday.
Yeah. 2 days ago. His name's like Frank also.
Got that.
I want you to go back in time, rewind in your life to elementary school and think of your best friend in elementary school.
Oh goodness. Got it.
Is it a strong front runner or are you debating people?
I obviously haven't thought of this in a very long time.
Well, that's what I like. Said, that's what I like.
He didn't want somebody yesterday. Plus, Chris is not very popular.
Yeah,
so it's very
real
simple.
Talk, just, well, you we called moved. Him your best friend. He didn't think of you as your best friend, by the
that
way.
Might, that might be true.
Very harsh.
Oh, no, but you were a military
we
brat.
We moved a lot as a kid. Moved,
you know what? So we switched gears. We need something more topical. Yeah. I have it. It's because now you didn't have those relationships that lasted. It's okay. This isn't a therapy session. close your eyes. Everyone remembers this. For me, second grade Patty Devlin, the one that got away. I want you to picture the face. I'm going to put you in the spot of the first girl you ever had a big crush on.
Oh, baby.
Okay.
Ooh, look at that. Look at that. Look at Chris. Oh, that swagger. Open your eyes. I want to timestamp this. Okay.
Okay.
Prior to me asking you today to think of her.
Oh, baby.
When was the last time this person even entered into your thoughts? Days, months, or years before today?
Years.
He has not even thought of this person in years. Think of her first name.
Okay.
Mix up the letters.
Okay. Okay.
Something strange. Hold on. Not a nickname. Count the letters in your head.
Look at this guy.
It's an abbreviation. See, it's a longer name. Stop. See, it's longer. Frank, you don't count. Five letters, you just know. Close your eyes.
Closing his eyes.
I'm going to write this down.
He's writing it down.
Open your eyes. You're thinking, I can feel it. The one that got away. This is your first crush. I can see how it rests with you. You haven't thought of her in years, literally. Tell us all, what's her first name?
Trisha.
Trisha, everybody. Trisha.
Oh, my God. See, what? What is
this? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Robin cannot believe it. Trisha. Chris. Who's Trisha?
Chris?
This was when I lived in Virginia.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So we lived there from, like, 86 to 89.
Oh, my God.
So this would have been, like, second grade. Trisha Libertino. I know her
full name. Trisha Libertino. Way to blow up her spot. Somewhere she's hearing this saying, man, how did I mess that up?
Or she's just like, why are my ears burning today?
That's
I need to go check out the Rich Eisen show with always freaking Perlman.
Oh, no one would know that.
Let's leave on a high note. I know I got to get out of here real quick.
Do you have something for the guy in the corner?
Yes.
No, TJ, I got to leave hanging. I got to leave. I can't. That was already goaded what I did to him.
Okay. All right.
What if I disappeared? Rich, and you could interview anybody, right? And where does your mind go? The first person that pops in your head, could you see that person here?
Yes.
Have you interviewed them before?
I have not.
Oh, see, right away I was, look, Chris is still reeling.
Trisha.
He's on the computer and he's Googling, he's like, Trisha Libertino.
I'm trying to find her on Facebook right now.
He's like, what's this? Still her maiden name? I have a shot? Let's go.
Wow.
Yes.
You thought of somebody.
I did.
But the Rich Eisen shuffle, like even you in the logo, is you running.
I am indeed.
You don't stay in place. You jump to another person immediately after this person.
I did.
Yeah. See that? You can't switch things on me and me not know it.
I did.
Two people. Go back to the first one.
Okay.
What's the first question you would ask this person? Think of it in your head. Mm-hmm. Do you have it?
I do.
You're expecting a question and response.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an athlete. My gut would have said athlete. I think the second person was probably an athlete. I think we get back to the first one. It's the same craft. Be honest with me. Look at me. He does the same thing as you. David Letterman was the first person you thought of, wasn't it?
Wow.
Yes, it was. It was.
That was Letterman.
And I almost didn't do it because there's a picture of Letterman around here. I'm like, he might like see it, but yes, it is David Letterman.
Nuts.
Drop the mic, baby. Can't top that. TJ, I'm letting you off the hook this time. I'm being too nice. This time I'm letting you off the hook, but 3.0, I'm going for you strong.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it is David Letterman because, I mean, I fashion myself. I rip him off every day.
Pretty much. Don't we all?
And I have not interviewed him, and I would love to have him here.
I think it's going to happen. I can feel it.
Dude.
I can believe everything. I can believe the Frank thing because you talk about Frank a lot. We know you love Letterman, but what you did to him, that Brockman thing, it's not like that name has ever come out of your mouth.
Well, I mean,
that we know of.
I know you lived all over the country. I didn't know you lived in Virginia for 3 years. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know that.
We lived at the Chincoteague. It's where they do the pony runs. It's like a beach community. It's super small.
Right.
We lived in military housing.
For the record, you don't have to tell me. I already know. So, yeah.
Did you ever get the courage up to chit-chat with Trisha? Or?
I mean, we were classmates. Okay, we held hands once during gym class.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I mean.
But we were seven.
Proud go.
So
that's like first base when you're seven, my man.
Dude.
I wasn't holding hands.
O's Perlman.
Power moves, Brockman.
Thanks.
The new book, Read Your Mind, available on October 28th, wherever you get your books. You're the best, man.
You're the best. Thanks, gang.
Have a great time here in Southern California.
Can't tell you who I'm performing for, but it's going to be amazing.
Well, I'm sure we will see. Listen,
you will see clips all over. Well, the same as always. I will blow up your feed.
If it is an NFL team in Southern California, there's only a handful of them here in town. And if you're eliminating,
I didn't say any of those things. I could be on a jet later. Who knows where I'll be?
That's true.
Great to see him.
You too.
You're awesome. Again, congrats on everything going on in your life and your career. You're just great to be around, great to hang out with, great to watch, great to root for, great to see. And anytime, please come back.
Are you feeling more fulfilled now that you're back to work?
On August 15th.
No. I need a vacation.
See the movie that critics are saying is an awesome.
Look at that.
Crowd pleasing. Fist pumping. All out brawl of a film.
You're right about that. Let me tell you about
it. They're coming after our family. Go fix this.
Oh, my.
Nobody 2, rated R. Only in theaters August 15th.
On WhatsApp, no one can see or hear your personal messages. Whether it's a voice call, message, or sending a password, to WhatsApp, it's all just this. So whether you're sharing the streaming password in the family chat or trading those late night voice messages that could basically become a podcast, your personal messages stay between you, your friends, and your family. No one else. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
I mean, we're still buzzing here in our studio because, again...
Is he gone?
I mean, you think of your brother from yesterday. I mean, you know, it's all good.
I was trying to trick him up. Whatever. I was tricking him up.
Okay.
I'm trying to trick up a mentalist. I'm trying to trick him up.
Mike Del Tufo. And there's your reaction. That was your reaction right there. Seeing that you talked about your brother Frank, and you're right. I mean, like, but he could have guessed anybody. I mean, I have Jon Stewart, Martin Scorsese was the guy who I switched to.
Yeah, I was about to ask who was the
switch. Yeah, that was a switch. Yeah.
And he's just like, so when he said it, it's not an athlete, it's somebody in your business, and it's the same person, like it's the same endeavor. And then he goes Letterman. I'm like, wow, that's really impressive. Mm-hmm. But you are a different story. Great point, TJ. Like what he did with Chris is a different story. And you said that's the way Trisha spells her name too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you could have spelled it with an SH.
SH or whatever. But no, that was how it was spelled. I mean, again.
By the way, I take all of these screen grabs. Are these pictures that RJ took? Okay, great. Awesome.
Those are great. Yeah, I'm stunned.
These are great pictures.
I mean, I was...
Again, we moved to Alaska from Virginia, and then I never talked to any of the people I went to elementary school ever again. So that's
not... So you really have not had any contact with
not Trisha anyone or I even think about. I mean, this was 37 years ago.
Well, Brockman, guess what?
There she is.
Here she is.
Here. And my prom date.
Yeah. Okay. Crazy.
Wow. He's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I love it. I love everything he does. It's so great.
One thing we didn't get was the trick to remembering everyone's name in the room. We forgot. I got to get.
Yeah, no.
Oh, we got to get the book.
What we didn't get, let's be honest, was him messing with you again. I mean,
you can't, because that was already, you know, top of the food chain. Like, you know.
That's the one. We got to get him back here. I think he just... I don't know. Did he take it easy on you?
He said the next time.
Next time.
Oh, he's going to get you.
3.0.
Well, like you said, the last time was just goaded. So.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, in that video, I found on numerous TikTok videos throughout TikTok, man. People.
Oh, is that right?
Just randomly. I'll look at TikTok every now and then.
Popular. He's a popular guy.
It was awesome.
People love his stuff, and for good reason, because you just have no idea how he does it.
Yeah, zero.
Right? I mean, the one that he's referring to involving the Seattle Seahawks, where it the person's name was written on his hand.
I mean, that's insane.
How do you do that?
I don't know how you do that.
And other ones that we've talked about with the Bills, I forget who it was. It might have even been Deion Dawkins.
It was the ATM code.
So he had Allen throw to guys, and their jersey number was someone's ATM code. Right. But then he also
had no idea who Allen was going to throw to either.
There was another one where he had a lineman come up, and they had a football on a desk.
Right.
And it was like, where do your kids like to go on vacation? Oh, they like to go to Disneyland. And then he cut the football. And it turned into a cake. And in the middle was the Mickey outline.
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd the cake come from?
That's why, again, Taylor and I go down a YouTube wormhole.
I love it.
They're so good.
They're so good.
They're all great. And they're all great with the NFL players because they flip
freak out.
And these are just great training camp day moments, you know, where you can just chill out, relax, and... then get freaked out like TJ Jefferson. Or now you, Chris.
Now me. That's twice.
Wild. Wild. Listen, I mean, Justin Fields got carted off and it turned out to be nothing. Rashawn Slater, though, it feels different. Like towel over the head, hugs from teammates.
Yeah, throwing helmets, banging his
non-contact
hand
as well, right?
There's a video that Warren Sharp had. I don't know who posted it, but yeah, it looks like he just kind of, the leg kind of buckles and he goes down and it does not look good.
Well, again, let's hope for the best, MRIs and all that nature.
Absolutely.
Hard Knocks, not very compelling. I'll be straight out with you. You know, I mean, there's not much.
A little underwhelming.
Listen, plus there's a hold-in going on, and if you think you're going to get some information from Hard Knocks on a hold-in, like James Cook, you're not. Yeah.
what you're going to get it is when the quarterback speaks. Josh Allen also in saying he will not be playing this weekend. There will be no Josh Allen sightings against the Giants. He had this to say about James Cook, his running back.
Yeah, I mean, it's no doubt that we all want him out there with us. I've got no say in what goes on behind closed doors, and I'm a big advocate of everybody getting theirs and getting paid, and sometimes you got to do what you got to do, and that's kind of where it's at. You know, James is who he is, and he's one of the best running backs in the league, and he'd be crazy not to say we don't want him out there. We desperately want him out there with us, and hopefully something can get done.
Well, maybe Kyren Williams' deal will be the way through. But again, Kyren making $11 million per, he is he's a three-down guy. Mm-hmm. James Cook comes off the field. And that's no disrespect to him. He's a touchdown maker. He's a home run hitter. He is absolutely, certainly if Shakir is going to be down, although I think McDermott said they do expect him back week one with a high ankle sprain. But, I mean, you could make the case he's the most important weapon on the field when he's on the field. For Josh Allen. And, trust me, I had him in two fantasy leagues last year, and sometimes he won me a week, and other times it's like, where is he? Why are we getting Ty Johnson? What's with Ray Davis nonstop? But that's the way they run their business.
Yeah, he had 16. He led the NFL in touchdowns last year. 16 rushing touchdowns, but only 207 carries.
He also had some touchdowns. Are those including his receiving ones too?
He had two receiving touchdowns.
Okay.
32 catches.
Listen, Bill's got to have him. That'll get done too. I can't imagine it's not. Again, if Kyren Williams is making $11 million and he's playing almost, how many snaps how many carries for Kyren Williams?
1 second.
Because again, this is what you got to look at. You got to look at, okay, the Rams get this kid in for this amount of money. And he signed there. And
316 carries.
I mean, that's...
He had 109 more carries and two more catches. 34 catches.
Yeah,
for Kyren
he stays
Williams.
On the field, man.
Yeah.
It was tough for Blake Corum to get out there last year. Yep. Kyren's not going to let anybody out there. So.
Yeah, 1,300 yards for Kyren Williams last year.
Maybe that's a comp. I don't know. But he wants 15 per. That's a different story. I mean, and the Bills will say, Kyren got this. These are the amount of times that he's being used. But again, it might not be James's Cook decision to be standing there with his helmet in his hand, taking some reps off. That said, Josh Allen has spoken, and maybe that should be a considerable thumb on the scale. I'll figure it out. Back to wrap up this Thursday show in a sec.
Mom, Dad, you should shop Amazon for back to school and save some money. See, I'm currently obsessed with superheroes and need all the superhero stuff. Superhero lunchbox, superhero backpack. But next year, it'll be something else. Maybe dinosaurs? I don't know. I'm not a fortune teller. But I can tell you not to spend a fortune and shop low prices for school on Amazon. Okay, good chat. Amazon. Spend less, smile more.